Location power storing. This is Aratima. There are different ways to store power. We accumulate power in our meditations and how we live our lives by not wasting energy, by being impeccable in what we do and how we do things. And then there are ways of actually storing energy to later go there and harness it when it's really needed, when you need to make a breakthrough or you are stuck somewhere. It is your bank account where you can go and access power that you're needing. One of the places that you are already storing power is your journal where you're writing down your spiritual experiences. Those peak experiences contain a tremendous amount of energy. They're high vibrations, and that will help you when you are in a low place to access that plane of attention that you were going through at the time when you wrote this down. When you write down words, you are compressing power that you were experiencing at the time, because it is an experience you had. There's an energy, a state of consciousness. And you are beginning to formulate words. You're putting it into a word, into sentences, and you are zip filing it. Just like in a computer, you're compressing the energy and the power. Energy and power are the same thing. You're compressing it and putting it on the page so it's available for you. Now, when you go back and you read what you wrote, you are unzipping it. And you're re-experiencing what you were going through at the time. And there's a release of energy. So this is the main reason why we want to write down our peak experiences. You're also writing them down because you're grounding them and you're beginning to refine what happened. It's very much like when we write down dreams. When we talk about it, that's one thing. But once you start writing down your dream, suddenly more information, more memory is accessible and it's coming through. So when you write down your first draft of your peak experience, then you are compressing it. Now, when you are going back and actually rewriting it, you're going over it again and you are even typing it out maybe a third time. Let's say you pick a peak experience that is incredibly powerful and you are going through the process of making your notes, you write it down, and then you write it down again, maybe the next day or an hour later, and maybe then you type it up. And you're really going into it. You are going to every corner of your consciousness to pull out any ounce of power and energy. And you're then compressing it into the text that you're writing down. It becomes incredibly powerful because you're really making sure that you're finding the right words, you're really describing it properly, because these experiences are also not that easy to put into words. You have to find adjectives, verbs, or descriptions that are not so often used in the common language. You might have to find a thesaurus and find some new words or something that really resonates with that vibration, because you want to encapsulate it and put it on your page. Now, if you type it out, you can then, you know, glue it into your journal and have it all together there. Or you create a third little binder where you maybe put like very, very high level peak experiences in that matter that you've really worked through, and you got that there, and that is your power manual, your power binder. Now, in the past, when grandma was knitting or crocheting a blanket for the grandchild or little mittens or whatever it was, grandma was not just knitting something, a piece that could be worn or used, but she was actually putting her love into it. There were thoughts and their contemplations and a lot of energy that went into this piece. And we kind of know it. It has meaning to us. It's meaningful. And something that somebody bakes for us, or somebody builds a table or a piece of furniture or a chest. That was in the past where people were more handy and they were making things for each other. And it was often passed down to the through the generations. That was one way of also compressing power into an object that then became a source of energy for the descendant or whoever was using this piece. Now, in the world that we live today, which is so mental and so verbal, it is a very intellectual world. Words are the ones that we really use, and they are the pearls that we put our energy into. And so writing things down are incredibly powerful for us in this present paradigm that we live in. It was different in the past, where people were a little bit more connected to the earth, or connected to the earth in a different way, we can say. So that is one place to store power. It's to write things down. And so you understand the meaning and the significance of doing that. It's not just recording something, but you're actually having this as a zip file present when you need it. The other thing is that you can store power in locations. And there are places on this planet that have certain vortexes, or they have a certain energy. Everybody knows about Sedona or Mount Shasta or any other place on this planet where it's quite powerful. There are places that are less known. And sometimes you'll find in your own neighborhood or in your forest a place that has a particular energy that is a power place. When you spend time there, the energy of that place is very heightened. So you notice that it changes you. You might become very still or energized, or whatever that particular frequency or the activity of that place is doing for you or for us. And you can meditate there and so forth. Now, in this place, you want to work with the energy. You want to sit there and kind of feel into it. How does it make you feel? We have a place here in the forest that we found to be a power place. And it has the energy of a heart. It's a beautiful heart energy. And being there and sitting there in that very comfortable, loving energy is very beautiful. The heart can expand further. And it could be a place where, if you have a place that is very heart-centered, where you are thinking kind thoughts or forgiving thoughts for people that are meaningful to you, your family and friends, but even to the world and to all the brothers and sisters of humanity, or the animal kingdom, or the plants. So that would be a good place to use that kind of area to say words of prayer or thoughts that are being consciously used in that place, where you're then having an experience. And this experience is recorded. It's recorded. It exists. It's existing in the Akashic records, we could say. It's existing in the psychic realm. And it is available for us now. It is available for others to draw from. But it is mostly available for you, because you're the one who remembers this place. It is your secret experience that when you actually go back there a year later, 10 years later, and you are thinking of this place, you are actually drawing from that energy, and it's also benefiting you. If you speak words there that are in alignment with higher vibrations, then these words, these frequencies are stored in that location. And this location is not just in a physical place, but it actually has a psychic place. It exists in the psychic realm. So you can actually be at home or anywhere on the planet, and in your mind, you can travel back to that moment and experience, re-experience, and draw from that energy and fill yourself up with the frequencies that you have placed there. Many years ago, I went to Israel, to the Middle East, and when I went there, I had a very strong draw to go there, knowing now that I had many past lives in the Middle East, that I was actually going back to find power that I had stored there. And when I arrived there, what I noticed is that my third eye became extremely active. I was very psychic. I would see the next days. I would have visions. And that was just suddenly just turned on. And I was moving through the land like moving through several dimensions at the same time. It was a very unusual experience. And I know today I recognize it, that I was actually going back to collect power that I had stored there. Experiences were profound and had high levels of vibrations that I was picking up again and reactivating inside of myself. You might find that you're drawn to places on this planet where you had lived before, and you're picking up power that you've left there. Now, maybe that was done in an unconscious way for you at the time, or it was actually done quite consciously. So we're learning here to do this consciously, to go to places, to leave power behind, and then it's not just about going back there in your next life, but essentially that you go there and travel in your being through your mind. You go there and access this place and you draw from the energy that's there. And that is a very, very useful, because it is not enough and not sufficient to just receive energy through the food we take and through the environment that is around us. We are multidimensionally present, and what we're doing here is becoming conscious of not just randomly stumbling around in the psychic realm, but being very masterful in where we hang out, where we go, which beings we meet, which deities and masters we hang out with, and what places to avoid. And in that way, we become more masterful in this life, because everything's connected. Everything is one expression. There is a hidden world and there is a seen world, and they're both interconnected. They inform each other. They are not separate, and it is important to do so. So we want to learn and become very efficient in storing power so that we have power available when we really need it. Now, one last thing to mention here is that you already have stored some really good power in your own childhood or in moments in your life where you were very, very happy. Places you went to as a child, things you've experienced as a teenager or as a young person or later in life. There are moments that were just peak experiences, maybe when a child was born, or something else happened, or you went on vacation and it was an incredibly beautiful place that you experienced. Could be simple things like that. These places still exist within you, in your psychic realm, in your psychic territory, and you can go there and visit again and hang out there and allow the energy to flow into your present moment, into your body, into your astral body, and fill you up. So there are all these places that exist within you where you actually have a good time and you can reparticipate in that moment, because time is an illusion, really, and it's right here and right now.